Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us this Sunday morning. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and the co-host of Vital Health Radio. How are you doing, Dr. Green?
Doing great, Ed. Good morning to you and all of our listeners this beautiful Sunday morning. You know, it's really good to be with you this last 1 to 2 years that we've been doing this, and it's just a blessing every time we get to sit down together, and I enjoy our time. I really do. Thank you, CHI Memorial, for all of you are doing in this area as well. It's great to be a primary care doctor working for CHI Memorial, who continues to bless this community with just service left and right. We continue to expand the plans in North Georgia. You know, we're still working with CHI Memorial Georgia, redoing that hospital, restaffing, refurbishing, with plans to replace that hospital with a new facility at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, which is where my office is. And that will be a great day. Should come in under 5 years is the hope and plan. We're expanding the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center. We have radiation oncology. We're expanding radiology services and bringing in more specialties and subspecialties in the area. So, you know, it keeps growing in North Georgia. Thank you again for everything that they are doing. And also, I work with Benchmark Physical Therapy in North Georgia, Fort Oglethorpe area. Great company, wonderful physical therapists. And also LHC Group, who is another one of our sponsors. That's Louisiana Healthcare through Home Care Solutions Home Health, both in Ringgold and Dalton. Should be opening up a new office in Dalton, both for home health and hospice coming up sometime, hopefully November, so I'll let people know. Hopefully we'll have an open house. I can't wait to see the place. And speaking of that, I do work with Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, who continues to minister to the entire North Georgia area. Great job from those guys, a wonderful group of people with whom I get to work and minister to others. But again, being a primary care doctor, and my family goes back 150 years, I hope at least one of my kids goes into that, but if they don't, that's perfectly fine. They'll be called to something. And I'm already watching my son in biomedical engineering and, you know, kid in high school and college. So very proud of them and to continue serving people in this area, teaching nurse practitioners. It is a great blessing every day just to be a country doctor here. And I pray that kind of a specialty, that primary care specialty, never goes away, because I think it's something that people need just as well as the other primary care specialties like pediatrics and internal medicine. We each have our place and we all enjoy serving this community. So, been a great week, loving working here, and what an honor. And again, an honor to work with you, Ed. Tell us about your week.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, I love the fact that you refer to yourself as a country doc, because we all, I think even young people may, they haven't lived through that era, but they probably hear or read things about the old country doc, who really was, number one, they were caring and they had compassion. And they didn't always have the complete answers, but they had optimism. They always had a better way of helping you feel confident of the future with your health when you are in a very scared, fearful state. And we talk about fear a lot. It does disable so much of our life and sometimes our healing. So thank you. And you are right. I hope that your profession does not go away. It is a kind of a crazy era of health because of corporations and evolution of so much profit-driven things and influences from so many components, including pharmaceutical. But you are hanging on tight. I hope that you, and you are setting an example for others. Very, very exciting to be partnering with you. And I don't think there's a week goes by at the store that I don't mention basically your attitude and how I so wish that more healthcare professionals, not just physicians, but all the way down the list, could learn about how you look at things. Because the people who come to me that come to you, I mean, you just are like walking on clouds up there, and the people just love, they just love going. And, you know, one out of three men will never go to physician because of fear of being reprimanded, fear of the unkindness that they have experienced in the past. So when you take 33% of the people out, that's a huge chunk, and you don't have any of those. But,
you know, it's actually a lot of fun. We, so many of the patients I've known for 20 plus years, and it's really like me sitting down with a friend. It's like sitting down with you. And we actually do part medicine and part shooting the breeze and catching up. And frankly, I had several people actually minister to me this week. And that's always an odd turnaround when they start sharing their lives, their growth, their spiritual life. And it's like going to church several times a week. And it does me a lot of good. So patients may not know this, but you can minister to your medical provider just by being there and thanking them and telling them you love them. And we're trying to do the same in reverse to you. But it is a two-way ministry.
Absolutely, and it should be that way in life and in most professions. And, you know, I've had so many people tell me because, you know, I really super, I think, was born with the goal of learning nutrition, the connection between nutrition and disease and health, and then hopefully having a good knack to express that to people in workable components so that they feel better and have a game plan. And the amount of people who said to me, I just hope, Ed Jones, that you have an Ed Jones in your life because you have, you know, been very helpful. And, you know, I'm just so nourished by that. I don't need to have my ego blown up by it. I just know that I'm doing the right thing. And I think you do, too. And because that's ministering to me when people have that compassion.
And you know, men don't usually have other men that minister to them, you know, close friends. If you ask, forget where I read this, you ask a man, like, tell me your five closest friends. They just stammer and think, and they what do you mean by closest? You ask a lady, they'll be at 5, 6, 7 friends. Go, wait a minute, what do you mean? I mean, how many can I list? I don't have just five, I've got 25.
Yeah.
And that's something we do not surround ourselves as well as ladies, and that's one place we can learn from each other again.
Absolutely, because that, again, we are a show that speaks about health, but we're not just talking physical health, we're talking emotional health and heart health. All of it blends together into this recipe to make the soup of life, that's the vibrant happiness that we are capable of having, and it seemed like so many people are sleepwalking today. In fact, Roosevelt even said that most people live in gray twilight, and that was back in the 50s when he said that. It's far worse today.
We shouldn't go through this alone.
And exactly, find partners on this journey. Nutrition World, I am excited again to announce that we have, after a year and a half, launched our online shopping system and our in-store pickup. It was a monumental task. Believe it or not, Dr. Green, you know, some people, and I would too until we went through this, thought that it was kind of like you just bought a program and things happen. No, we had to do photos of the products. 7,000 products. Now, half of those we could download photos, but a whole bunch of them, we had to do all the writing, the description, the labels, the photos, the postings. We still have 3,000 products left to write a description, but they're all online now, and it has been monumental, and it is growing like crazy. And the other thing is, we at NutritionW.com, to my knowledge, is the only store in the United States that is doing ice packs with every order in warm temperatures, and even in cold temperatures, we're doing it with omega-3 and probiotics, because one single hour in a excessive temperature warehouse and you will destroy some of the benefit of that product.
Well, if you need me and my nurse to come by and take some pictures of products for you, let me know.
All right. All right. And so I want to say real quick, because we got a couple of minutes left, that I ate at these places this week, and I'm going to make it real quick, and then if you want to talk about it in the next segment of some special place you ate, instead of me picking one place, I'm just kind of rolling each week with where does Ed Jones eat, because it, for some reason, people are very intrigued by that, because my whole life is about food and nutrition, and I am, you know, don't cook at home, so I really just, and I don't get home till late. It just wouldn't work for me, and I also choose very carefully, as you know, so sweet basil twice this week. They have very clean foods, no MSG. They have brown rice. They have all the right stuff. They have avocados. That's what I, and broccoli, so that I get in every meal, but unbelievable taste. I've been eating there for 20 years. Jason Deli, my normal always, because they have organic salad bar, some of the pieces, and they have the best quality olive oil. And then thirdly, Chop House, an old standard for me. But the new one I went to, I had to go up to Cleveland to do some business on Wednesday night, And so I was already up there, having not eaten in this place in a couple of years. Unbelievable. Bald Headed Bistro. Mm,
yeah.
And I had Lily's Chicken. Let me tell you about Lily's Chicken. It is as clean of a chicken. When I say clean, if you look at the photos of chickens from 1960 to the chickens of the past 20 years, the chickens today are 2.5 times bigger. They're bigger because of their freaking antibiotics and all the super chemicals that they're being stuffed within. That creates a very unhealthy omega-3s, very unhealthy, so many things. Lily's is raised. It's not certified organic, but it is a farm-raised clean chicken that actually walks on the ground the way it's supposed to, and they're not given antibiotics. Hmm. So Bald-Headed Bistro, Lily's Chicken.
Well, I did have one new place, actually, but I'll do that second. Went to Edley's again, just love the place. It's near where I live, so got some of the slaw. I think you like their slaw as well, collards, some brisket, and salad. But, not the perfectly healthy meal, but I do eat for taste a lot of times. But I did get the slaw, so I'd have my cruciferous and enjoy that. But I found someone catered at the office, and it was from, I'd never eaten there, but I've seen it in Southside, Moe's, but not Moe's Southwest Grill, but it's a barbecue place in Southside, which I now have to look up. So the barbecue was great, but the slaw was unique, had peppers in it and other things that I normally don't see. They had a white barbecue sauce. I have no idea. I've never seen that before. And the barbecue sauce tasted like a cross between barbecue and buffalo, which was unique. But, again, it's another place I'm going to go check out because I've heard of it and now I've tried it, and it's whetted my appetite just a bit. But that slaw was incredible. You may want to check it out.
And, yes, I eat slaw every day or something with cruciferous. What is cruciferous? Cabbage, broccoli. These things help the liver get rid of bad stuff like terrible hormones that cause cancer.
And it tastes good, too.
And it tastes good. Guess what? It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. For that, with Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and with me is Dr. Christopher Green, our co-host. And I know, Dr. Green, you mentioned a little bit earlier that someone had contacted us from where? California?
California, yeah. So it's someone who has a ministry through music, which we've talked about that. I think music is very instrumental for me. I know for my middle child, who is a pianist, and for me as a guitarist, and I spent a lot of time probably badly singing in a lot of groups, but from youth up through, gosh, residency, I was in groups. And music has always been healing and... gosh, really ministerial to me. A lot of times I'll just turn on certain music in the car just to calm my spirit. Usually have a song going in the back of my head. So I can't wait to hear, I hope we get him scheduled, but I know he's interested. He contacted me, but yes, from California. So I won't say his full name yet, but Bill, if you're listening, thank you for contacting me. We can't wait to have you on the show. And hopefully that will be sometime in the next few weeks.
Well, I just love the fact that, the word is getting out further and further. And I know at Nutrition World, I'm hearing more and more about the fact that they really enjoy our show and how we interact together. I know last week we had Mary Stoker on, which was the Pilates, or the week before that, mm-hmm. the Pilates / physical therapist. And
last week we were acupuncture.
Last week, yeah. How did you feel after getting needles stuck in you?
It was odd. I felt a little odd the rest of the day. It was not the same feeling. There was a change.
Mm-hmm. There was a shifting of energy for me also, and it really proves to me again the power of therapies that shift energy, because I'm exactly like you. It wasn't a bad feeling, and to think about, we only had one needle put in. one needle. Adam, my employee, went to Jamie yesterday at our acupuncture center. He had, which is the normal, about 20 needles. He'd never had it before, but he's having some issues with some chronic things. He could not believe it. He felt like he was like levitating off the table and all this, which is what I feel. It so is important to balance the body energetically, and acupuncture has a great history of that.
I felt more a calming effect is what I felt.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, and it didn't hurt to have the needle put in.
But I felt I was moving slower the rest of the day, not in a bad way, just moving just in a different gear.
Well, I think it's more meditative feeling, and I echo that exactly. So anyone interested, you know, listen to, of course, you can go on the computer and get the past shows at vitalhealthradio.com. And Jamie is amazing. She is at the center at Nutrition World, which is the wellness corner.
And you really can't hurt yourself with it. I've had a few patients. I talked to them during the week about that, and some gave me a look like I had lost my mind. But I said, you know, it's not going to hurt you, so keep an open mind. It's not like you're trying a new religion or something like that. It's not. Mm-hmm. And just like some people that take martial arts, they think it's a religion. I mean, I've heard people that think that, no, it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. It's just a different type of medicine discovered by a different group of people over a different period of time. We're just not educated in the West on that. And I find it fascinating. Now, for myself, I want to understand exactly how it mm-hmm. works. When she starts talking about the energies, I'm like, nope, that doesn't work for me. I've got to really understand it. But for now, all I can do is accept it and not fully understand it.
Well, and that's what makes you special. In fact, I did a social media, went to a social media training class this past Tuesday with my daughter. We were there for the entire day, and I did it 3 years ago. For a business, you have to be informed of how to utilize social media, or you will not do well in business, and I think even in corporate world, all the way across the bandwidth. But the thing is, we went through this little example the teacher did of, you know, the four different personality types, and he was putting it in a type of diagram box where some people are squares, some are triangles, some are squigglies, and some are circles. You and people in medicine tend to be the kind that was, I think it was a square, which needs factual, lots of information, confirmation. I'm the triangle. I don't need all that. And the thing is, you know, if I deal with a client, or if you deal with somebody and they're that type of person, they want all the information. People like me don't. I want the bullet points. I want to get to the goal. I want to figure it out. But I'm also don't need the information. So I'm very, very open-minded. So a lot of it's just our wiring.
A mix of, and you're right, most medical providers, especially the doctors, are obsessive compulsive, ADD. Mm-hmm. We want to understand exactly how it works, be delivered the same thing the same way every time, have mm-hmm. predictable lives and schedules, and life just isn't that way. Mm-hmm. And over time, the good thing is I have an art side, and that side mm-hmm. doesn't need all that, and so I have to implement that. I think for the non-traditionalists, I don't understand it, but let's look into it and just try to enjoy it and try to implement it. I mean, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I like understanding how all the medications work. I like knowing pharmacokinetics, pharmacogenomics. Mm-hmm. I like to understand the science behind things. But there are plenty of things in life, including spiritual life, that you just cannot define.
You cannot. There's no way, never have, never will. And speaking of pharmaceutical, if you can, I know on CNN this morning, again, the recall of the popular medication Zantac. Anything that you know, or is that real concern to you in any way?
You know, I still went out, I think I said a while back, I haven't read anything lately on it. Honestly, sometimes I'll change the channel when I see it. Nothing has been sent, I will say, officially through any channels to me, but you remember with all the angiotensin receptor blockers, they had the NDMA, not MDMA people, but mm-hmm. N was a Nancy DMA, and you know that is something that can be a component of rocket fuels. They're finding it in some of the products. Now, that is not something you'd want to be exposed to over time. I agree with that. What I'm wondering is that simply a byproduct of certain manufacturing processes in certain companies, or is that simply a byproduct of the manufacture of Zantac/ranitidine? I'm thinking it's going to be location specific for companies, just like with the ARBs it was, where the FDA will then have to say, and that's a good thing for them to figure it out, which companies is this coming from? Let's fix that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm thinking. I guess it's proactive for CVS, Rite Aid, who was the other, maybe Walgreens, to recall them. I guess they're doing that from a legal standpoint, also safety, and that's not bad. But my thought is, if this is the case with ranitidine, for all ranitidine for all time, why haven't we ever seen it? Why has it never been discovered? And why is it not in the other H2 blockers like Pepcid and Tagamet? So, you know, the scientist in me wants to understand the why behind it. And so far, I don't. It's just we find it in some products or some batches.
Well, and that's a concern to me. And also, and I'm not going to sit here and play doctor role, but everyone listening, if you've been on this drug, you don't go cold turkey because you'll have a rebound. You'll have terrible issues because it just doesn't work. You can't do this. I do have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I did one on heartburn and GERD for people who want more of a natural options for this. So if you want to have other options, but do not go cold turkey. Now, switching brands may be an option.
That was just Sanofi that did that. People, I'm reading it right now. So Sanofi had voluntarily recalled. So it's a voluntary, not, I guess, FDA induced. And that's probably why we have not received anything officially. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of other H2 blockers, again, like Pepcid and Tagamet, for instance, that you could try. But if it really is an issue with H2 blockers in general, that's not going to make a difference in the long run. So my thought is, if I were on it and I did buy a box of it, I'm probably not just going to jump out and stop it right now. To me, that's throwing out the baby with the bathwater again. And but every person has to make his or her own decision. And I have had several patients contact us and say they have to switch. So we switch them. It's no big deal.
But I think being an informed consumer is so important today, because I do not trust corporate companies. I don't care, even if it's the huge nutraceutical companies, I don't trust. That's why we demand lab tests on almost everything in the nutrition world. In fact, on the news this morning, Johnson & Johnson is being accused of, allowing asbestos in baby powder. Now, bad news makes headlines, so we can't, we do not overreact to all that, because that's what sells the media. However, there does appear to be small amounts of asbestos in baby powder.
Well, but if you think about it, if you ever look at the FDA, how many rat parts, roach parts, pesticide, chemicals do they allow? If you look at the, their regulatory guidelines, they actually allow these things to be in products. So you can have a certain number, up to a certain number of roach parts or rat parts or chemicals is okay. Past that is not. So,
well, of course, I don't, I'm not the hugest fan of how the FDA runs. I don't think when we're talking with infant products, there needs to be a higher standard, perhaps, because asbestos is terribly, terribly toxic to the body in anything other than very, very tiny amounts. And I'm sure it's very tiny, but we're talking about our babies.
And I have not read up on the asbestos. And I'm just thinking in general with that. And yes, asbestos, there's really nothing good I can think to say about it. But my point is, the same regulatory bodies that are doing this actually allow toxins to be there to a certain degree.
They do.
So you're never really 100% safe. We talk about the water, and you've talked about the filters you use. And, we're honestly surrounded by dangers. If we really thought about it, we could be agoraphobic and never get out in life. And again, you just can't live that way. And that's why I don't want to be controlled by that fear. I don't want, the news. I don't want ABC or CNN or Fox really to determine how I live just by putting, fear on the screen or in print. I'd rather, like you said, investigate it for myself, be an informed consumer, make my own decision. And that's what the listeners have to do too, and the patients. And I would advise against panicking, certainly with the ranitidine. Now, asbestos, if there were a product they're saying had asbestos, honestly, I would likely put a stop on that for myself or my child until I knew what was going on.
Well, the thing about it is baby powder, it's been in controversial product for years. I now have a new grandchild. And, not having a baby or being around one for 28 years, you completely forgot the preciousness of that sweetness and the energy and the heart that comes from, an infant of 12 weeks old. I mean, of course I would jump in front of a train for him at any moment, but I'm also going to jump in front of the corporate train, which is big companies like Johnson & Johnson. How do the people sleep at night if they aren't really, really doing the very best they can? I do not sell anything in the nutrition world that I personally would not take. Have I had things slip up that were not perfect? Of course. But there needs to be a higher standard. We are in a country of declining health in many ways. I mean, Cuba beats us. We're 37th, 39th, they're 37th. They beat us with almost no drugstores, almost very few hospitals, no fast food places, which is a big plus. They have a lot more activity, a lot more sunshine, a lot more foods from the earth. So, and 80% of the world uses botanical medicine still. So we don't have the freaking answers in the corporate world for sure.
I was just thinking too, and I really don't mean this to sound bad. We're talking about not giving our children things that are toxic, and I agree. But I remember the other night at a football game, watching a child morbidly obese being fed candy and sugared sodas the entire time and junk food. And I'm thinking, that's far more harmful to that child in the long run than, say, having some baby powder. It just is.
Oh, yes.
So we forget about some of the things that are right in front of us as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we do need to pick our battles. And, you know, I'm speaking about the people who already have covered those bases of not making your child a drug addict to junk food, because there's a website called Food Babe, B-A-B-E. This lady is passionate about educating the public on the despicable foods that we are feeding our children. And again, I think I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. She has the food labels from Australia and many other countries of foods like Fruit Loops, the cereals, the Pop-Tarts, and it is amazingly sad how the labels change between other countries and ours. They will not use red dyes. They will not use high fructose corn syrup. They will not use the chemical preservatives. It's the same freaking box on the outside, but the ingredient list is different. Their kids, you know, it's not perfect food, but it's cleaner food. I want cleaner foods in this country. Why do we have to make foods that are so full of chemicals when we don't have to make foods full of chemicals? Well, it's profit-driven completely. Why don't we also have more than just profit-driven? Let's have some heart-driven as far as food, because we're dealing with our children and our adults that are falling into some deep, dark places with these terrible health issues. You see it all the time. You mentioned it. I mean, just look around any day, the morbidly obese children and adults, and it's not getting any better except for the, and I won't say enlightened, but the people willing to learn. It is getting better.
And as a doctor, I want people to remember the obesity then leads to high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, I mean, so many other things, and that's really where our concern is.
Big concern. And it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about your health. I've got a great little study from Scientific America on foods I want to talk about. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And the other day, Dr. Green, my daughter actually sent this article to me from Scientific America. And this is the reason that I counter the people who have the opinions that I can get everything from my foods. It was a wonderful article, and basically it says soil depletion, which is the lack of nutrients in the soil that foods were being grown on, were so much richer in vitamins and minerals than the varieties that we get today. And actually, this study was done by several studies, Journal of the American College of Nutrition and other things, comparing the data from 1950 to 1999 for 43 different vegetables, and found that there was a very reliable decline, is what they said, of protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, B2, vitamin C over the past 50 years. And that is due to the fact that we've had to use so much more pesticides, that we have depleted the soils. We only seem to care about if it's big and sells. Really, if it's a big, colorful piece of vegetable or fruit and sells, that's all that matters. No, it is more than that. We've lost 30% of vitamin C since 1950. All the way from all these other things, nutrient-wise.
So, well, are you saying the genetically modified foods don't have the same nutritional benefit?
No, genetically modified actually doesn't significantly change the nutritional content. It's the soil it's being grown on. The genetically modified may have worrisome things about our genetics and how they interact with something like a food from another planet. That's basically what genetically modified is. We've never genetically interacted with these new molecules. But no, they can grow. They actually could grow an organic, fully functional, nutritionally filled food that's genetically modified. I have concerns on that, but I have deeper concerns on this soil depletion. And that's why I talk about something which I did on TV again 3 weeks ago called the Core 4 Plus. The Core 4 is what I have distilled down after 41 years Every single living, breathing human probably needs this in order to complete the deficiency states of this country. And the biggest reason is soil depletion. And then secondly, we are a country that grabs food too quick. We don't cook at home. We don't have local farms. All the wrong things are going on. So what is the Core 4 Plus? It's really omega-3s, the right brand. Don't trust most. It is a multivitamin. It is the green drink, which supplies a method of detoxing your body through the use of these green phytochemicals and probiotics. And then the plus stands for two more things, magnesium and vitamin D. If a person would be willing to supplement that, I can assure you every single component of health has potential to improve. Doing it without it, you're going to fall into the trap of treating symptoms rather than nourishing the strong vibrantness of your body. Now, you can go to nutritionw.com and type in the word Core 4. We just put it on our website, and you get to pick what you want out of those four products brand-wise, and you can trust anything we sell, so you can choose and make this happen. I'm telling you, people, I look at a lot of analysis of people's nutritional blood values and omega-3s, like my daughter. We talked about this. No one eats better than my daughter. I'm talking, she won't eat any farm-raised foods. It's all, wild. She only eats wild-caught, not farm-raised fish. That's where most people get their omega-3s, and her blood test was not good on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being ideal. Hers was 2, and that was before she got pregnant. So we super supplemented with omega-3s in capsules, and it raised it to the level that needs to be to produce the healthiest baby possible, which it did. And so please, people, Core 4, NutritionW.com, or come in and let us help you. Soil depletion, so don't think you can get all the good stuff just because it looks good, okay? I do want to also say I'm a little bit always frustrated about Google these days. And the reason I say that is Google on June 9th created a new algorithm where you can no longer easily search natural remedies. What happens is Google having huge investors as far as pharmaceutical, they now have a basic board that approves and disapproves their post. That isn't the way internet is supposed to work. It's supposed to be on popularity and clicks and what people want to read. They are now censoring your information. You can go to Bing. Bing.com doesn't do that. You can still get the kind of information you want. Like if you type in natural remedies for arthritis on June 8th, you would have found a whole bunch of informative things, some of which were trash, some of which were selling something, some of which was valid. But now all you get is negative comments, negative websites, very generic, very, very generic, that maybe curcumin might help, but let's wait for more studies. That isn't what people know and believe today. So go to Bing if you want to look up any of your health information in the alternative field. Kind of scary stuff. Google is great, and it's also a monster, so it's scary. I don't know. I do want to, one other thing. Have you eaten at, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but I ate at this place, which everybody's eaten there but me, Dos Bros Mexican. It's at the mall.
No, I don't get to the mall very much anymore.
Well, there's one downtown. I was in Cleveland last Monday, and I was coming back starving to death, and I ate there. And
is it inside the mall or like out with the Abuelos?
Well, I've never eaten the one at Hamilton Place, but the other one in Cleveland was outside. It was in a strip mall. But this is the future. Anyone who's a restaurant person, the future is what these companies are building today. It's not about let's make a juicier, greasier burger with better French fries. That isn't the future, people, or pizza or barbecue or fried chicken. There's always a place for that. But if you want to rock and roll and you want to grow with the decade and you want to have a packed house, you follow the principles of better ingredients on the wall. When I walked into Dos Bros, which is Mexican, but it's a very simple menu. First off, all our meats are hormone free. Hormones are causing you men to have your hair fall out, your prostate to swell, erectile dysfunction, and man boobs. And it's found primarily in the meats you are eating. More and more places in other parts of the country are grabbing onto this. Chattanooga is so freaking behind times, it's crazy. Their cheese is non-GMO. The oils they use are completely free of anything bad. They're using a special avocado that's more nutritious. And it's just the future, people. We got to eat up a cleaner diet. So it's not about how it looks and tastes. I know what you tell me is you eat for taste first, but you do eat for quality second. Most people eat for taste only. So we got to be more picky. We got to put pressure on these companies and say, give us better quality foods, people. I'm frustrated today.
Yeah, did I mention I finally found an okra I liked?
No.
Okay, it was a Cajun okra. It was new and from, I think it was Food Works in North Shore, but I don't know if it's going to be there all the time. I'm sure it was unhealthy the way it was prepared, but wow, if it wasn't the best okra I have ever tasted. And as you were talking about the Dos Bros, yeah, I'll have to go check them out. If it's near Abuelo's, I'm going to have a hard time picking between that and Abuelo's because I know I like Abuelo's a lot. Found out an interesting thing. I haven't gotten to go, but I looked at some pictures of a chicken salad chick in Rome, and I lived in Rome in another life. But the founder of Chicken Salad Chick has a special one there with a special outdoor seating. It's just a beautiful arrangement. You know, a lot of handmade furniture. It kind of reminded me, by the way, I met the person who had built a lot of Yellow Deli as well. So all the woodwork there. That was an interesting little find in town. But that was a special Chicken Salad Chick in Rome. And I'll give a shout out if anybody's driving south, you know, towards Cartersville, something like that. The Appalachian Grill, another great restaurant. I'd love to see you take a trip down there one day and try that place out. Some fantastic food and great owners as well.
That's lovely. That's awesome. Abuelo's, I like it, but that's a little different than Dos Bros. Dos Bros is a little bit quicker in and out.
More like a Moe's or something?
It is. It's more like a Moe's. And you know what? Moe's has antibiotic-free meats also.
So. I like Chipotle as well.
It is. Yes. Yeah. So I'm all about that. And, you know, I did a podcast on the Holistic Navigator. My latest one that I just posted was Protect Your Gut from Disaster While Taking Antibiotics. It's a 27-minute information segment that I did on what do you do when you are taking and or finishing antibiotics. And I guess the one or two bullet points without me going into super details, and certainly add to this with your opinion too, Dr. Green, is when you're on antibiotics, the first rule of thumb is you're going to have limited benefit by taking probiotics, which are the things that the antibiotics killing. What do probiotics do? They produce your brain chemicals in your immune system and nutrients and protect your gut lining, and antibiotics kill those. Well, when you take an antibiotic, 2 hours after your antibiotic is the only time that will offer you any potential benefit for the probiotic, because the next dose of antibiotics is going to kill the probiotic. So people who are really, really into this would take, you know, if they're doing antibiotics twice a day, then 2 hours after each one, they'll take a high dose quality version of a probiotic, not the cheap stuff, people, the ones that really work. So timing is crucial on that. When you're done with the antibiotic at 10 days, if that's the normal protocol, you have kind of, you're setting yourself up for a lot of negative, potentially negative bacteria to repopulate really quickly, because the policemen all came in and they got rid of everybody. And now the parking lot is got all these empty spaces, and someone's going to pull in those spaces. Guess what? I would prefer it to be my friends, which are the probiotics. So within the very first few hours of finishing an antibiotic, you need to be aggressive with cultured foods. What is that? Kimchi, kefir, sauerkraut, if you can consume those. I do not like kimchi. I hate it because it smells, you know, like rotten flesh.
Like fermented food.
It does. Now, I don't mind the others, kefir and all that. The thing about kefir, let me tell you, most of it's junk food because it's full of sugar. You have to get the only kefir that's good is the one that are unflavored, because, and those are very potent, pungent.
Does kombucha count?
Kombucha is not really a probiotic. It does feed the intestines, but it won't replace what the antibiotic killed. You have to have true
therapy. It's very popular nowadays.
Oh, it is. We have a local version, Blue Indian, and it's unbelievable at Nutrition World. I love it. But it bothers me if I drink too much, but its modest amounts are really good for your whole body. But if you're interested in the antibiotic information, do go to the Holistic Navigator and listen to my new one. And of course, the one before that was on Manuka honey, which I just worship, because I thought I was getting sick a week ago. Just that, you know, that kind of funny feeling. The thing I grabbed was my Manuka.
Well, and I I've been doing that the last week as well.
Yeah.
A little under the weather, and it really does taste good, and it works.
Oh, it tastes so great. Oh, my gosh.
And I usually tell people with their probiotics, look for the highest CFU count they can find or afford. Do you carry the spore version?
We do, and I spoke of spores on this Holistic Navigator. The spores are a different cousin to probiotics, and I don't have enough faith in spores yet to say, okay, let's just do a spore and not do a probiotic. I'm really into both because spores cannot be killed by antibiotics. Spores you can take directly with the antibiotic, and it will survive the passage through and implant. But the research is still limited as far as we don't have the depth of research to convince me yet that we should just do that. So I do both. I've been doing spores this week. In fact, I'm getting a stool analysis back within the next week of it's a $320 test that I did that is going to reveal a whole bunch of stuff about how good have I been, how good have I implanted, how is my diet. All these things will be shown on this stool analysis, which I will be happy to share with everyone. Nothing is secret with me. Well, a few things are, but most things are. Okay, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about health and having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with my partner, Dr. Green. Usually in this segment, we have Dr. Green's spiritual moment, but we have a very interesting guest that we want to get in the show. So she is on the phone. It has to do with something called micropigmentation, and she's with the Mary Ellen Locher Center. And I always have to put a plug in. I've been doing this nutrition education and all of my life for 41 years of career, and I knew Mary Ellen Locher very well, and she was one of the brave individuals who found a kind of a ability to combine both conventional and nutritional alternative ideas when she fought her cancer. She did fought a brave battle, really, you know, did a lot of things on her own that probably people didn't know about it, which I did, because she really counseled with us a lot. But it shows the power of, you know, combining both worlds. That's why we're doing this show. Well, we're lucky to have Melissa Kate with us today. She's a micropigmentation medical technician. And so welcome to Vital Health Radio, Ms. Kate.
Thank you for having me.
I know, you know, when people, women have had surgeries and they have changed their body based on the surgical procedure, you are able to help them in many ways. Can you kind of explain to listeners what that would entail?
Sure. So when patients go through their initial surgery of a mastectomy, then they see the plastic surgeon to have that breast mound rebuilt, reconstructed. And after the reconstruction process, there is a procedure called areola micropigmentation or tattooing. Mm-hmm. Same definition. And that is where we restore with pigments implanted the nipple and areola complex to give a natural effect.
Wow. Well, I have to be honest. I have 14 tattoos myself, so I'm kind of experienced at that. Most of them are hidden for people who wonder. I've never seen one on the head.
Sure.
But so it's the same process, but of course it's in the medical arena. I'm curious, the pain, I mean, you deaden the probable, you probably use numbing cream, or what do you do?
Yes, there's topical numbing cream, and most of my patients, this is their first tattooing procedure, generally. Mm-hmm. I do have a seasoned tattoo recipients, but in general, this is their first experience with a tattoo type procedure. But yes, topical numbing creams, with compromised skin, it always likes to behave a little bit differently. So sometimes there is a little bit more sensitivity, and sometimes there's not any sensitivity.
So as far as after the healing takes place, how close or how pleased are most people with this technique that you're doing?
I think most people are very surprised at how much that it resembles the natural. Mm-hmm. I think they anticipate, okay, this is my next procedure. They've been hearing procedures. This is the next step. This is the next step. But I've been told over the years that people are so overwhelmed at how it made them feel more feminine, mm-hmm. how it made them feel like they really were naked, if I could say. Mm-hmm. You know, it just made them feel more natural. And I think sometimes it's a very emotional experience. As the whole breast cancer journey is an emotional experience, of course, but it's sort of as close as you can restore the natural, this sort of gives the illusion of the natural that I think sometimes patients don't realize that they're going to feel in that way.
Mm. I had a couple of questions for you, Melissa. How soon after reconstruction can someone go through this micropigmentation?
Certainly. So after they start their reconstruction process, assuming that there's no complications with infection or any sloughing of skin through the reconstruction process, and everybody's different, and as you know, everybody's health status is different. But in general, it's 9 months to a year before they see me. Reconstruction is a lengthy process. Now, if they have what's called the nipple procedure, where they use the skin at the edge of the breast mound and they make a nipple form, and then I add the pigment to it, then after the nipple procedure, they have to wait 4 months before they see me. If they are not a candidate for the nipple procedure, and the nipples procedure is done by the plastic surgeon, then they can have what's called the 3D effect, where we do different contrasting colors that give the illusion of protrusion, but there's no actual nipple mound there. Then they can come see me generally within 6 to 9 months, depending on when their plastic surgeon releases them.
Well, you just answered the second question as well. That's what I was going to go into with the nipple procedure. And I was wondering if you guys ever use any fillers, anything like that, tissue fillers if needed, with the tattooing.
I do not do the fillers, no. Okay. But anything that would need to be added, like fat injections or anything like that, would be done by the plastic surgeon.
And does insurance assist people with this?
Yes, certainly. Insurance does cover this. It's considered a color defect, mm-hmm. And it is covered during, according to the breast cancer diagnosis as well as the reconstruction process. It's filed through the insurance as any other outpatient procedure, and so it's not. Some patients are confused, saying that it is covered. It is a viable code that the insurance companies recognize, but it's not one of those. It's based on your insurance product, how it covers your outpatient services. So if you have a high deductible and you haven't met your deductible, it's like any other outpatient service. It would go towards that, but it is a submittable code, okay, with the diagnosis code of breast cancer.
And we talked a little off the air about other, say, diagnosis codes that it may or may not be covered for. Do you know, correct, offhand of anything other than breast cancer that micropigmentation, yes, would be covered for?
If you have gone through chemotherapy within the last year, certain insurance companies do cover eyebrow micropigmentation for color correction, alopecia patients that have lost their eyebrows or their eyelashes. We can submit for eyeliner and eyebrows.
Oh, and you do that as well?
Yes.
For those people who have no insurance and they're hearing this and they're interested, what options do they have?
Through our Cancer Resource Center, they are beginning to have resources where we're looking to have, in a sense, scholarships for patients, breast cancer patients that are interested in the Areola. I think there's sometimes Komen can help out with that, but I would refer that to the CHI Cancer Resource Center that would possibly have some helpful hints for those patients.
Well, real quickly before we wrap up, I know with my 14 tattoos, aftercare is critical. I'm just really, really curious. What do you have and recommend for them for aftercare creams and procedures?
I do give them an aftercare cream, which is a natural grapeseed-based ointment. It is put on twice a day for 2 weeks, and the main stress that I have is leave it alone. Let it heal the way it wants to heal. Don't help it along by peeling. No vigorous activity in that area. No swimming pool, ocean, hot tub, sauna for 2 weeks.
Good.
So sometimes in the summer, that's the hardest thing to avoid, and picking is sometimes the hardest thing to avoid.
Oh, do I know, do I know. Well, Miss Kate, for anyone interested who needs to contact you, learn more about this, what would be a website or information you want to give them, please?
Yes, they can certainly give us a call at CHI Memorial Breast Care Associates and ask for myself, Melissa Kate, and that is 423-698-0304. We are located at the Memorial Plaza at the main Memorial Hospital.
Wow, that is so informative, and I know helpful to the certain individuals today that had probably no idea of this. So thank you for joining us, Ms. Kate, on Vital Health Radio. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.